You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
We need to talk about this Christmas shopping for a second. We need to talk about white elephant parties. They started, I don't know, a few years ago, and people got into the spirit of them quickly. We have another one this Friday here at our radio station where, what's the limit on this one? $15?
$15.
Yeah. And we need to talk about the best slash worst white elephant gifts of all time.
I could use some ideas.
Well, originally the whole, you know, when it was born, I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the original idea of white elephant was that you found something at your house that you had that you didn't want anymore and you brought it to the party.
Okay.
It's kind of morphed over the years where now people go out and they go shopping and they try to buy some crappy gift.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Originally it was go into your, you know, that closet in the hallway and find something in there that really sucks that you don't want anymore and bring it. But here at our company, people don't quite grasp. So you've got half the people who know what a white elephant's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a kind of a lark.
It's something jokey.
Jokey, funny, bad. And then the other half, they're going out and getting bottles of wine.
Starbucks gift cards.
Right. And it's like
nice
no,
things.
That's not the way it works.
And it just causes tension at these parties because, yes, then somebody does end up with the $20 nice bottle of wine while somebody else gets, you know, a betta fish. Which, now that I mention that, that's not a bad idea. You know, so it causes a lot of angst at our parties.
And I have given up, because I think in the last 2 years, I've sent out a mass email that says, listen, you're all wonderful for getting the bottle of wine and the gift card, but that's not the spirit of a white elephant. So we either need to all do nice gifts or all do the crappy gifts, because 2 years ago, I had an employee who didn't speak to me for a month, because she brought this really nice present. I can't remember what it was, but it was nice. I think she even went over the dollar limit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got mine that I brought, and it was called the sauna suit. And it was just like this one-piece thing that
it's
you're
like
supposed
to... It's like a jogging
to,
outfit that you run in,
you're
right?
You're supposed to sweat in it, and it looks hideous.
Yeah.
She didn't speak to me for like a month. Because she felt like she got ripped off.
She
and I was like,
gypped.
I said, but it's a white
elephant.
This
is how you play. This is part of the game.
And it was from my house because somebody had given it to me a couple of years earlier. And I'd left it in the box for that very reason.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to get this.
Yeah, so I'm still trying to figure out what to give. I'm debating between an 8x10 signed headshot of myself.
Nice.
Or, like you said, I'm going to go probably to Costco and buy something in bulk that is ridiculous. Like maybe a giant jar of mayonnaise or
Please.
Like you could probably buy like a pallet of dried beans for $15 and bring that in. So those are the two that I'm debating right now.
Last year they said it had to be under $15.
Yeah.
So I went to the bank and I got $14.95 in nickels.
Well played.
And I put
there's some weight to it.
Wait, there was some heft.
Yeah.
$14.95 in nickels sealed up in a bag and then wrapped in a box or whatever. And
that's pretty darn good, man.
That was my idea.
Now, that's my question, too, because this says a gift up to $15. So, really, I could just go spend like a buck or two.
Could.
I could.
It
Is
depends.
That a jerk move?
It's the laugh value, if you ask me.
Right.
There's Melody. Good morning, Melody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
So, you understand the spirit of the white elephant gift. What's the best one you saw?
Well, I do. And it wasn't what I saw. It's actually what I gave. And I think it was hilarious. And I think the people in the room at the time thought it was hilarious. But I gave a squatty potty.
That's one of those little benches, right, that you put your feet up on when you're pooping?
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
I thought it was hysterical.
I don't think I'd be mad at that. I kind of want to take that for a test run, Melody.
The squatty potty.
The squatty potty.
Is this where the term potty. Papa Squat came from?
Hey, you know what? I don't know. But.
I guess
I loved it. It was fun.
Yeah, it's those things that they say it's scientifically better if your knees are like up close to your chest when you're going.
Oh, right.
So it helps with that.
Oh, I didn't.
I don't know. Like I said, I'd want to take it for a run.
Melody, have a great Monday, okay?
Bye, Mel.
Well, thanks. You too. Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for making us laugh. Here's Rita. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, boys.
White elephant gift.
So our family, we did kind of two jokes for years. one of us, and I don't remember who, decided to bring a fruitcake. And then every year for 5 years, the same fruitcake got brought to our family white elephant.
Yes.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Really good. That's good. Let's keep passing it around.
By the time the fifth year came around, it was pretty much disintegrated, and we had to pretty much throw it away.
Pretty foul, huh? Listen, Rita, thank you for being on the show. Have a great Christmas and New Year. We appreciate your call. Here's Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So what happened?
Okay, so this is kind of along the lines of your kitchen stove. We had a good group of friends, and one of them had been remodeling, and so you know the saying, everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
They brought their kitchen sink that they had just replaced, and they wrapped it up, and it was a big box, and it was one of the first things to be taken. And I don't know if you guys play
the
white elephant gift with the steals.
Yeah.
Like you
yeah,
can
we
steal.
Do. Yeah. Do it twice.
And so everyone was trying to get rid of that thing all night. And so it actually did get stolen, I think just because it was so funny. And then at the end of the night, it was revealed that there was a $50 gift card taped underneath.
Oh, man. That's great.
That's a funny twist.
It
Jennifer,
is.
Thank you for that call.
Bye, Jen.
Appreciate it. Have a great Monday. That's pretty good.
That is really good.
All right, so that's kind of the best of both worlds, I guess. Here's Carmen. Good morning, Carmen.
Hi.
So what can you tell us?
Okay. So I work at a costume store, and about 3 or 4 years ago, we had a clearance store along the side, and I was in charge of it. And one of the things that was in there from the store forever that ended up being one of the last things that I sold was a hairy gorilla chest.
Yes.
And the hair was falling off. It was in pretty gnarly shape and everything. I bought it for a penny because I had it at 90% off, and I boxed it up, brought it to a biker holiday party for their white elephant, and it ended up winning most useless present.
Yes, that's great, and what like a perfect event for that, too.
Jeremy, that was your nickname in high school, too,
what?
Right? Most useless?
Hey!
Carmen, have a great day, okay?
Bye, Carmen.
Thank you. You too.
The hairy,
that's a good one.
Gorilla chest. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
All right, let's hear it.
So, actually, I'm glad you're talking about this because I took something to a white elephant party, and it was like what you described, where some people brought something useless and other people brought nice gifts, and I was totally embarrassed.
Right. That's why everybody has to be on the same page going into it.
So, yes.
What did you bring?
So back in the day where there were those Tupperware parties.
Yeah.
I had a whole bag of useless Tupperware stuff, of like the tongs or the tea bag squeezers or the little, I don't know, all that useless Tupperware junk you get it just for prizes at parties.
Sure, yeah.
So I brought a bag of that and gave it, and the person who got it was sitting at my table, and the look of just
horror.
They get mad. It's ridiculous. Like, this is supposed to be a joke.
That's not a bad one, too, especially like all mismatched lids
I
and everything.
That's a really good idea. So you'd be invited to our party.
Yeah, you can come to ours anytime you want, Joan.
Okay.
Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. And here's Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Welcome.
Hello.
So we're going to take your call and then Julie's, and we'll wrap it up. What do you have for us?
Well, we're going to White Elephant this year, and what we're trying to do, or what everyone's saying to bring, is stuff that's kind of still useful but funny, so it's not complete junk.
Okay.
So what we have is, it's called a sack of poo is on the front of it, but it's not poo. It's the other word, if you can imagine.
Yep. Sure.
You're not allowed to say on the radio. Yep. And it's a big thing of steak seasoning that somebody has. They custom make it. I actually got it in a little store in Centennial, and it's called Bull Poo. And it's basically like this really awesome steak seasoning, though, so you can put it on your steak. And then we got it's like a bull poo dip that you can mix up for your veggies. And then we've got a poopery in there.
That's
so you can
great.
Spray it before you poop.
That's
and then
so
a thing
good.
Of toilet paper.
See, you'd be invited again.
You're clever. Yeah. You can come to our party.
And
okay?
I will say, Jamie, I've used that steak seasoning, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
And
oh, is it good?
There's other kinds. It's called, they have good poo, chicken poo, and like, there's a whole line of it, and it's fantastic. It's really good.
Okay, see, there you go, because we haven't tried it yet, but I thought, well, this seems like people would still want it, but yet funny.
Yes,
you know?
It's hilarious. Well, well played.
We like your style, Jamie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Time for one more. It's Julie. Hi, Julie. Welcome.
Good morning.
What can you share with us?
My mom was a school nurse, and every year the school nurses would get together for the white elephant gift, and they had a lice, like a plastic bug that they would pass around for over 20 years. So whoever had it had to make sure they found it, and they would bring it back every single year. And and so they just passed the lice around.
Yeah, I got lice.
Somebody passed the lice.
Lice. Because the horrible, anything they hated, anything, you know, any day that they came in and there was lice, they thought, now we got to check all the kids.
Yuck. Gross.
It's so gross.
Julie, I like the spirit. Thank you for being on the show.
Have a good day.
You as well. See, that's there what we're talking about. So thank you so much for your calls and for the ideas. Did you pick up some ideas?
A couple, yeah.